This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios here at Dural in northwestern Sydney. I am your announcer for this evening, Steve, VK2EEL, ably assisted in engineering by Stuart, VK2BMX. The weather here at Dural this evening is overcast with some patches of blue sky, and the outside temperature is 22 degrees Celsius. Rainfall over the at the VK2WI site over the last 7 days was 10 millimetres up until this morning, and another 2 millimetres between now and broadcast time. Our transmitter status is all A-OK. And on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RDX at Mount Bindo is currently offline due to a connectivity problem, which will require a site visit to investigate. And VK2RWO is currently off air, awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And in news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email to news, that's N-E-W-S, at arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. Tonight, we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australia and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will be taken after the bulletin, with our thanks going out to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australia and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. And now we have the weekly solar and geophysical report with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Firstly, a summary of the activity from the 6th to the 12th of February 2026. Dates across the columns are 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th. The 10 centimetre flux numbers are 164, 169, 167, 144, 142, 129er and 129er. The Fredericksburg A index 14, 11, 5, 5, 8, 13, and 6. The Australian A index figures 14, 11, 5, 5, 5, 12, and 6 estimated. The T index numbers 127, 103, 98, 94, 92, 81, and 73. Solar activity reached R1 levels on the 6th of February with one M-class flare on the 8th and three M-class flares on the 9th with one M2.8 flare, the largest of the week at 0227 UTC. On the 11th, with three M-class flares, and on the 12th, and with one M1.4 flare. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was moderate, remaining below warning levels. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. The 11th saw a brief depressed period of 25% after local dawn, and the 12th saw a depression of up to 15% during local day, recovering at night to near predicted monthly values. The forecast for the period that's upcoming, the 13th through to the 19th of February, the solar activity is expected to remain at low levels this week with the chance of R1. Geomagnetic activity may reach G1 until that doesn't quite read right, but it's the 16th, up until the 16th, I think it is, due to the effects of a coronal hole wind streams. Maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, in the southern Australian region should be generally near predicted, but mild depressions of up to 15% are possible on the 16th as a result of the increased geomagnetic activity. And now we have the solar flux index updates. Here is the updated solar flux index, or SFI, figures for this week. Having finished January, we had a minimum of 111, an average of 150, and a maximum of 1904, with peak dates from the 1st to the 6th and 18th to the 27th. So far in February, we are expecting a minimum of 129, an average of 154, and a maximum of 180, with peak dates from the 9th to the 2nd to the 9th and 17th to the 22nd. And looking ahead at the crystal ball for the month of March, we are expecting a minimum of 130, an average of 157, and a maximum of 180, with peak dates from the 1st through to the 10th and 16th to the 21st. And that update is with thanks to Noel VK2FUL. Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono VK6FLAB, continues the weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
It's common knowledge that power, as in output power, makes a signal heard in more places. If you followed my adventures, you'll also know that I'm a firm believer in low power, or QRP, operation. It all started when I was told that my shiny new amateur license was rubbish because I was only allowed to use 10 watts. Seemingly, the whole community around me shared that opinion, and slogans like, "Life's too short for QRP," are still commonly heard. As a direct result of that sentiment, I decided to explore and document just how much I could actually do with my so-called introductory license, the Australian Foundation license. I've now held it for over a decade, and I'm still exploring and writing. One of my first acts of rebellion was to lower my radio output power to its minimum setting of 5 watts, and half-legal power was sufficient to prove my point. Although I'm still regularly being encouraged to upgrade, my second act of defiance is to keep my foundation license until I decide that I need more. I'll let you know if it ever happens. One more well-known so-called fact about our hobby is that if you use low power, you'll really only get anywhere on the higher bands, 2 meters, 70 centimeters and above. There's plenty of reports of amateurs using a low-power handheld radio to talk to the International Space Station, and my own satellite internet used 1 watt to get to geostationary orbit. On HF, on the other hand, 5 watts is as low as you really want to go. Making contact is a struggle and often frustrating, but when you do, bliss. About a year ago, I took delivery of a whisper beacon. It's capable of transmitting on all my accessible HF bands using 200 milliwatts. Given my antenna situation, I've configured it to transmit on the 10-meter band, 24 hours a day, thunderstorms excepted. When making the purchase decision, I had no insight into how my beacon would perform. 200 milliwatts is stretching even my love of low power, but I hooked it up and turned it on, and waited. It came as quite a surprise that my beacon was heard over 15,000 kilometers away. Not once, not a couple of times, but regularly. When I came up with my November challenge to see if I could improve on that, I made an almost throwaway comment about reducing power to see if I could still make the distance. A couple of weeks ago, I hooked up a 6 dB attenuator to my beacon, reducing the power from 200 down to 50 milliwatts. It came as quite a surprise that my signal made it to the same receiver in the Canary Islands. My kilometer per watt calculation shot up, quadrupling my previous record. Just imagine, 50 milliwatts making its way over a third of the way around the globe, bouncing between the ionosphere and the planet, just like any other HF signal. At that point, I realized I had learned a few things. You don't need stupid power to make a distant contact on HF either. I started wondering just how little power was needed to get out of the shack. Yesterday, I hooked up a 10 dB attenuator, and within 10 hours, my now 20 milliwatt beacon broke my own kilometer per watt record again. And based on the signal-to-noise numbers from previous contacts, I see no reason for that record to stand for very long. Once that happens, I've got plenty more attenuators to play with, and I'm not afraid to use them. Now I'm on the hunt for an attenuator that will reduce my main radio output from 5 watts. I'm told I should aim for double the power rating, but I also have to consider how to connect my antenna coupler, which needs 10 watts to tune. But that's a project for another day. When was the last time that you used really low power? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
And for more information about this series, including audio, transcripts, and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, or you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. And now we have Weissen News. Weissen will be supporting Dementia Australia Memory Walks and Jogs again this year. The first Sydney walk and jog will be in March at Cronulla. If you are interested in participating, please contact Patrick via email, and it's patrick.griffin@vrarescue.org. The next online Weissen members forum is at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 24th of February. Members are welcome to raise any issues. Weissen NSW's weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings at, from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There is a Winlink net at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Check the Weissen site for details. Weissen New South Wales is a communication support squad for VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Weissen, visit the website, which is nsw.wicen.org.au. And now we have club news. And we start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's February Friday night get together will be at 7 p.m. on Friday the 20th of February in the Port Macquarie SES building. The club runs foundation courses along with assessments for all licensed grades. You can register your interest via the contact form on the club's website. The next training and assessment weekend is on the weekend of Saturday the 28th of February and Sunday the 1st of March in the Port Macquarie SES building. There are two club nets each week. The midweek net is at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the weekend net at 9 p.m. on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-meter repeater on the frequency of 146.7 megahertz with a 91 0.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. Echolink access is also available on VK2RPM-R. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the club's website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The November 2025 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The January 2026 issue is currently in preparation and will be published soon. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And that was from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And a little bit closer to home, we have the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club's rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAG Summersby are operational. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG repeater, and that's on a frequency of 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and via Echolink on the ham conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC by looking on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02-43-402500, which normally goes to a message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73s from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And now we have some club news from the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club to our west. The club's next general meeting is at 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 6th of March. It is at the clubhouse in number 4, Moore Street, that's M-O-O-R-E, Street, Glenbrook. The club will also commence Wednesday night licence upgrade classes for standard and advanced licence grades, run by Jen, VK2FEB, starting on the 4th of March. Classes will be on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Classes are in the hybrid format, both in person at the Glenbrook Clubhouse and online via Zoom. For more information about the club's licence upgrade classes, contact the education team by email to secretary@bmarc.org. The club will be participating in the John Moyle Field Day on Saturday the 21st of March. If you are interested in operating a radio, setting up a station, or even helping with the catering on the day, you can contact the contest committee by email to secretary@bmarc.org. For more information about these or any other club activities, you can also visit the website at bmarc.org. 73s from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. And now to our east near the coast, we have the Waverley Amateur Radio Society. The Friday meeting is at 7:30 p.m. this coming Wednesday the 18th at East Bondi Junction. The meeting will be in the Level 3 meeting room if it is available, otherwise in the Bondi room on Level 1. At the meeting, Matthias will give a presentation on large language models for home users. The presentation will dive into the theory of large language models and how they work. We will look at a practical implementation which the end user can download and run locally on their home computer without sharing anything with third parties. Let's check together how well these models answer our ham radio questions. There will be plenty of parking available in the nearby Westfield car park as well as public transport options to Bondi Junction, both by train and bus. As usual, many members will meet in the Olive and Oak next to the Bondi room from about 6 p.m. for dinner beforehand. Wednesday lunchtime gatherings continue either in Centennial Park near the duck pond and food van, or if the weather is inclement, in the Bondi room at East, usually from about midday. All are welcome to come along and join in for an enjoyable lunch and all sorts of discussion. Weekly nets are on the Monday evenings from 8 p.m. on the VK2RBV, 438.1125 MHz with a negative 5.4 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone for access. Net control will be Richard, VK2XRC, or Bob, VK2NRC, when Richard is away. Drop in and enjoy some lively discussions. All are always welcome, whether members of the society or not. You can keep in touch or up to date with the Waverley Amateur Radio Society on the web, and they use vk2bv.org. On the site, you could also find out more about the kits that are available, renew your membership or update details, and use the contact form to send any inquiries. 73s from Eric, VK2VE, Broadcast Publicity Officer. And now, with news from the Manly Warringah Radio Society, here's Richard, VK2SKY.
This Wednesday is lecture night at the Manly Warringah Radio Society when Clifford VK2CLF will get down and dirty with FPGAs. Software-defined radios rely heavily on digital signal processing. The high data rates require specialized hardware, usually a field programmable gate array or FPGA. Programmed in Verilog or VHDL, these chips run complex computations in parallel synchronous logic, unlike the sequential processing of conventional computer languages. Inexpensive developer boards using the venerable Altera Cyclone 4 and the required JTAG dongles are available at AliExpress, and Clifford will demonstrate how to get started using these with the Quartus software available under a free license. You can watch previous club lectures on our YouTube channel, VK2MBTV. The most popular video on the channel, VK2MB Kiwi SDR Secrets, has now had over 9,000 views. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-meter repeater on 146.875 or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign Victor Kilo 2 Mike Bravo. 7-3 for me, Richard VK2SKY, the publicity officer for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
Thank you, Richard. And now we head to the southeast to the St. George Amateur Radio Society. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day is an annual contest organised by the Wireless Institute of Australia. The contest is designed to get participants out of the shack and into the field, operating from temporary battery-powered stations such as parks, campsites, hillsides, or club-organised portable stations. While it's a competitive event, the emphasis is on real-world radio operating skills and having fun. This year's John Moyle Memorial Field Day runs from the 21st of and the 22nd of March. So that's the Saturday and the Sunday, with a continuous 24-hour operating period from midday Saturday to midday Sunday, Sydney time. In previous years, members of the St George Amateur Radio Society have operated a club station for the event, either for an 8-hour or a full 24 hours. It is an excellent opportunity for newer amateurs to gain field operating experience and those who may not have taken part in a contest before. And speaking of contests, the Society's annual 2-metre summer contest is now underway and will continue until the 28th of February. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters, contests and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. With thanks to Paul, VK2GX, Secretary of the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echo Link VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with net control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 cm net on 439.675 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays from 8 p.m. National VK DMR net on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m., the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m., it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz. Illawarra's 6-metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. And Westlakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz.
Saturdays, Westlakes Stone the Crow's Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP, 146.850, and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2-metre or Currajong 70-centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
Our next news bulletin will be next Sunday morning at 10 a.m, which will include a relay of the national news from VK1WIA. That is all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Steve, VK2EEL, ably assisted in engineering by Stuart, VK2BMX. You heard him a bit earlier. Brooke, callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC in the Newcastle region, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. Here in the studio where I am, I will be doing 20, 30, 40, 80 and 160. I say again, 20, 30, 40, 80 and 160. And in engineering, Stuart will look after 6 metres and the VHF and UHF frequencies. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Please stay safe and thank you very much for listening.